Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into something that's, well, it's changing everything about how we shop online. Artificial intelligence in e-commerce. And we're not talking, you know, far-off sci-fi stuff. This is about the smart algorithms working right now behind the scenes in our digital shopping carts.
Exactly. It's very practical now. And, you know, eBay's chief AI officer called it a paradigm shift. That's a strong statement, but I think it's accurate for e-commerce. It's really gone from being like a nice little add-on to an absolute must-have, a real game changer for how these businesses operate.
A must-have, okay.
Yeah, it's impacting everything, really, making the whole shopping experience smoother, more interactive, and deeply personalized for you, the customer, and for the businesses. Well, that means more consistent revenue growth and, crucially, customers who stick around.
Right. So our mission today is to kind of sift through all the reports, the articles, and pull out the key takeaways. We want to give you a shortcut, basically, to understanding how AI is changing things from the products recommended to you all the way to how they get delivered. And, importantly, what we all need to be thinking about, whether we're running a business or just shopping online. We've got data, examples. Let's get into it. Okay, so let's unpack this. The sheer scale of AI hitting e-commerce. It's pretty astounding, isn't it? It feels like more than just another tech trend.
Oh, absolutely. It's fundamental. And the numbers, well, they're kind of mind-boggling. The AI market in e-commerce, it's expected to hit around, what, $8.65 billion by 2025?
Wow.
And then jump to an incredible $22.6 billion by 2032. That's a compound annual growth rate of roughly 14.6%. So it's growing fast.
That's huge.
It is. And get this, more than half of e-commerce businesses are already using AI tech in some way, and you can see why. Just personalized recommendations driven by AI, they can boost conversion rates by, say, 15 to 20%.
15 to 20, that's significant.
Yeah, and potentially cut customer acquisition costs by up to half. Plus, it's thought that AI helps retailers save, get this, maybe $340 billion a year overall. So, the key takeaway, not using AI now. Well, you're basically leaving money on the table and letting competitors pull ahead.
Okay, so it's really moved into that essential category.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's shift to what we, you know, what we see as shoppers.
Yeah.
How is AI making that online experience feel, well, personal, almost like having a stylist?
Exactly. That's where hyper-personalized recommendations come in. And this is way beyond just, hi, your name, or showing things similar to your last purchase.
Right.
AI now digs into your individual preferences, your browsing history, the filters you always use, favorite brands, even the looks and styles you seem to like, specific product details, demographics, real-time behavior.
Real-time, like what I'm clicking on right now.
Potentially, yes. And think about this common problem. You click a cool recommended shirt, but oops, not in your size. So frustrating. AI aims to stop that by remembering your size from filters you've used before or past buys.
Okay, that would be useful.
It really would, and the impact is huge. During the 2024 holiday season, personalized recommendations influenced almost 20% of all online orders.
19%?
Yeah, worth about $229 billion. And Salesforce data kind of backs this up, saying recommendations can account for up to, like, 24% of orders and maybe 26% of total revenue. The real magic here isn't just selling more stuff, it's making the customer feel understood. That builds serious loyalty.
That really is that aha moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
When the system just gets you. It feels different. But how does it go from just getting me based on what I've done to kind of predicting what I might want next? Is there a limit?
That's a great point. It's about prediction too. AI is constantly learning, not just reacting. And this leads right into personalized marketing. AI helps marketers create these super targeted campaigns, tailored messages, custom offers, think email newsletters with pics based on your favorite colors you always browse, or ads on websites that just feel right. And what's really interesting now is you can build your own branded marketing tools using things like custom GPTs and ChatGPT.
Without coding.
Exactly. No coding needed. That's a huge deal. It means even small businesses without big tech teams can create their own custom AI marketing assistants that used to be just for the big players. This deep customization, it boosts satisfaction, loyalty, keeps customers coming back, and increases profits. The data supports it. 91% of people prefer brands with personalized offers.
91%.
Yeah, and 90% of UF consumers find personalized marketing appealing, according to Statista. So it's not just about showing you stuff, it's crafting the message perfectly for you.
It really does blur the line, like you said, between Just a website and having a helpful assistant there makes it feel much more connected. So what else is making that direct interaction smoother?
Well, next up is conversational AI. Think virtual assistants, chatbots, that sort of thing. These are basically smart systems, like a much better Siri or Alexa, that can handle customer questions in real time. You can talk to them naturally, search for products, even buy stuff just using your voice. Chatbots do similar things, handling questions, recommending products, tracking orders 24/7. And the impact on sales is pretty striking. About 12.3% of shoppers who chat with an AI actually buy something.
12%? How does that compare?
It's 4 times the rate of shoppers who don't use the chat. That's only about 3.1%. So why the difference? Well, the AI can proactively help shoppers answer questions instantly so people don't just give up and leave. They act like personal sales guides. They're becoming profit drivers, not just a cost center.
Right, guiding them through.
Exactly. And we're also seeing things called action chips. Imagine you're chatting, maybe asking about returns, and instead of you typing, a little button pops up saying, "View return policy." That's an action chip. AI suggesting the next logical step, making it frictionless. Data shows 60% of shoppers who use these chips move to the next step in the process.
60%, just from a little button prompt.
Yeah. And even better, 75% of those who use them end up spending more per order, a higher average order value, or AOV.
So these AI chats seem to make shopping quicker, maybe less confusing, more confident, like having someone there to help.
Definitely. And just quickly, another area is visual search. Super simple idea. Searching with a picture instead of typing words. You snap a photo, use a screenshot.
Mm.
It makes shopping faster, easier, shortens that path from seeing something to buying it, connects the online and offline worlds too.
Like Google Lens or Pinterest Lens?
Exactly those. Amazon's camera search too. It's all about finding what you see.
Okay, so AI is clearly changing the game for the customer up front. But yeah. Like you hinted, there's a whole lot going on behind the scenes too, right? After you click buy.
That's right. The front-end stuff is flashy, but the operational improvements AI brings are just as revolutionary, maybe more so for the business itself. Let's start with predictive analytics and how that ties into inventory and supply chain optimization. AI shoes through historical sales data, demand patterns, market trends, all to make really accurate sales forecasts. This helps businesses keep just the right amount of stock. Not too much, which costs money to store, not too little, which means missed sales.
So less waste, fewer out-of-stock notices, hopefully.
Exactly. There was a good example with JD Logistics during a Black Friday sale. They used AI forecasting, handled a 70% jump in overseas orders, and their forecast accuracy was over 95%. Some studies suggest AI can cut inventory costs by as much as 75%.
75%. That's like, as you said, a crystal ball for the warehouse.
Yeah.
Huge implications.
Huge. And this forecasting ability also feeds into dynamic pricing or pricing optimization. AI tools monitor things, constantly manufacturing costs, what competitors are charging, supply, demand, and they adjust prices automatically to maximize profit.
Automatically. How often?
Well, Amazon is the famous example. They reportedly adjust prices up to 2.5 million times a day.
2.5 million times a day. That's
no way.
Wow. So the price could change while it's in my cart.
It literally could, yes. It's like a constant real-time adjustment based on market conditions.
Wild. Okay, so the price is optimized. What about getting the product to me?
Right, delivery. AI is making big strides in delivery route optimization, too. It calculates the absolute shortest, fastest routes for delivery trucks. It considers the destination, delivery time windows, current traffic, even the type of vehicle. This cuts out wasted time, helps hit those precise delivery slots, and can lower delivery costs by up to 30%.
30% just from smarter routes?
Yeah, plus it makes customers happier with reliable deliveries, and it even cuts down on the carbon footprint. Fewer miles driven.
That makes sense. So better pricing, better inventory, faster delivery.
Yeah.
What other operational headaches is AI tackling?
Well, a big one is fraud detection. E-commerce grows, fraud grows with it, unfortunately. AI systems analyze huge amounts of data, how customers behave on the site, where they are, payment methods, order history, looking for patterns that signal fraud, sometimes even before it happens.
Catching it proactively.
Exactly. Juniper Research estimated that AI fraud detection could save businesses something like $11 billion annually by the end of 2024. And importantly, this also protects customer data, which we know is a huge priority, especially for younger consumers like Gen Z.
Definitely crucial. Anything else on the operational side?
One more quick one. Content creation. AI is now helping generate product photos, videos, descriptions, Shopify has its own AI tool for writing product descriptions, for example, and new AI visual tools can create endless variations of product images, saving companies tons of time and money on photo shoots and editing.
So AI is writing descriptions and even making the pictures now. Okay, the reach is incredible, but this all sounds amazing, almost too good to be true sometimes. What are the hurdles? The challenges businesses, and maybe we as consumers, need to think about? It can't all be smooth sailing.
No, definitely not. There are significant challenges. First and foremost is data quality and quantity. You can have the smartest AI in the world, but if you feed it garbage data, you get garbage results. It's that simple. The real insight here isn't just that data quality matters, it's that bad data actively poisons the AI system, silently undermining it.
So garbage in, garbage out is especially true here.
Very true. Nearly 3/4 of companies, 74%, say they struggle to get real value from AI because of poor data management. The solution involves really centralizing data, making sure it's clean, complete. Things like detailed FAQs, product info, customer conversations. It's a strategic issue, not just IT.
Okay, so data quality is number one. What else?
Data privacy and security. This is huge for consumers. Remember that Pew Research study from late 2023? It found 81% of U.S. consumers are worried about how companies use AI with their data.
81%. That's a massive majority.
It is. So businesses absolutely have to prioritize this. Encrypting data, limiting who can access it, regular audits, training staff, and of course, complying with regulations like GDPR in Europe or CCPA in California, trust is paramount.
Absolutely. What about the AI itself? Can it have issues?
Yes, definitely. Bias in AI algorithms is a real concern. AI learns from the data it's trained on. If that data reflects existing societal biases, the AI can inherit them. This might lead to, say, unfair recommendations or maybe consistently showing higher prices to certain groups, ignoring what the customer actually wants.
How do you fix that?
It comes back to data, partly. Using high-quality, representative data for training. Rigorous testing is key. And designing the AI so it knows when it's uncertain and should, you know, ask clarifying questions instead of making a potentially biased assumption.
Okay, that makes sense. Any other big hurdles?
Integration with existing systems can be tricky. Lots of companies have older IT systems. These legacy systems might not speak the same language as new AI tools. You run into problems like data format clashes, different processing speeds, security conflicts.
So plugging the new AI into the old infrastructure isn't always easy.
Not always, no. The solution is often choosing established AI tools known for good integration, or having strong tech teams who can build those bridges between the old and new.
Right. It sounds like a significant undertaking for businesses, but obviously with huge potential payoffs.
Yeah.
Now, what about the people? The human element in all this. There's always talk about jobs.
That's a crucial conversation. And yeah, there's definitely concern about job displacement, but there are different ways to look at it. Some companies might take a pure cost reduction view, use AI to replace human workers.
It's sort of a scary scenario.
Yeah. But I think the smarter approach, the growth accelerator view, is about upskilling people. Using AI to handle the repetitive low-level tasks, which frees up humans to be more productive, more creative. The IMF actually put out data on this in January 2024. They estimate AI will impact about 40% of jobs globally.
40%.
But, and this is key in advanced economies, they expect about half of those affected roles will be augmented by AI, not replaced, leading to better productivity, maybe even new kinds of jobs. So the positive view is seeing AI as a tool that helps humans focus on innovation, strategy, building relationships, things AI can't really do working with it.
Augmentation, not just replacement. That's a more hopeful perspective.
I think it's a more realistic one, too, long term. And related to that are the broader ethical implications. When AI starts generating content, for instance, there's a risk of misinformation or bias creeping in, which could damage a brand's credibility. Transparency becomes really important. Businesses need to be clear about how their AI works, what data it uses, why it makes certain recommendations. Building an ethical code for AI use is becoming essential.
So, wow. We started with a simple question about AI and e-commerce, and it's taken us through personalization, operations, data, ethics, jobs. It's a really complex picture.
It truly is. But I think the core message, if we boil it down, is that AI isn't optional anymore. It's essential for businesses that want to compete and grow. It's fundamentally changing customer engagement. Remember that 4 times higher conversion rate with AI chat?
Right.
And returning customers spending 25% more, getting to a purchase almost 50% faster. These are real impacts. And then there's all the optimization behind the scenes driving efficiency and growth. It's creating a smarter, more responsive online marketplace.
The transformation is just undeniable. Okay, so for you listening, our curious listener, we want to leave you with a final thought to mull over. Think about your own daily online life, but outside of shopping for a moment. Where could AI create a hyper-personalized experience that would genuinely impress or delight you? And maybe more importantly, what unseen trade-offs, perhaps around your data or choices, would you need to consider? Something to think about.